In this bulletin, China formalises restrictions on the import of Australian coal, Joe Biden formally elected as the next president of the United States, and in Nepal, West Coast Fever handed a hefty penalty for breaching salary caps. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The latest export to be affected alongside beef, barley, wine and seafood. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham warns if the reports are true, Australia could lodge legal challenges with the World Trade Organization. Mr. Birmingham says the government is close to submitting its case on barley, which has been hit by a Chinese anti-dumping investigation.
We remain willing to engage in dialogue to resolve these issues together, and that we urge China to clarify them, to reject the reports that have been made, to ensure that businesses engage on a commercial basis, and to sit down and work with us in relation to the issues so that we can avoid the types of legal processes like the WTO.
Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack has welcomed two-way travel between Australia and New Zealand as a boost to Australia's tourism industry. It comes after New Zealand agreed in principle to a trans-Tasman bubble in early 2021 if coronavirus cases remain low. Mr. McCormack, who is also the Transport Minister, has told the Seven Network it's the first step towards the resumption of international travel.
Two-way travel, Australia being able to go to New Zealand, that is the catalyst for a post-COVID recovery. So that is the first of these international air routes being restored and restarted, and it's really exciting.
New Zealanders are already allowed to travel to Australia without quarantining as part of a one-way agreement. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian warns extreme weather conditions could be repeated for the rest of summer. Queensland and New South Wales are facing another day of cyclone-like conditions due to a low-pressure system off the coast of southeast Queensland. Evacuation orders are in place as communities brace for more gale-force winds, king tides, heavy rainfall, flash flooding and severe coastal erosion. Ms Berejiklian says conditions are already worse than in previous years.
What the bushfire season taught us last year is to expect the unexpected. What we saw last year were catastrophic conditions which had never been seen before. And we've been warned by the weather experts, by the meteorologists, that, you know, La Nina is having an impact and will have an impact over summer on the eastern coast of Australia and including New South Wales.
Joe Biden has been formally elected as the next president of the United States after securing enough electoral college votes needed to claim the presidency. In a speech, the Democrat has criticised incumbent Donald Trump by attempting to delegitimise his victory through unsubstantiated claims of electoral fraud. The 78-year-old has pledged to begin the work of getting the pandemic under control, vaccinating the population and providing economic support. Mr. Biden has reaffirmed his promise of being president for all Americans, even those who didn't vote for him. Drug kingpin Tony Mockbull has had a cocaine importation conviction overturned as a result of the Lawyer X scandal. Victoria's Court of Appeal has quashed one conviction for importing a commercial quantity of cocaine in 2000. The 55-year-old appealed his case after being represented by gangland barrister Nicola Gobbo, who was also a police informant. Mr. Mockbull will remain in prison where he's serving a 35-year sentence for numerous other offences. In netball, West Coast Fever has been handed the toughest penalty in Super Netball history after the team was discovered to have breached the salary cap during two seasons. The Super Netball Commission has issued a fine of $300,000 with $150,000 suspended and will strip the Perth club of 13 premiership points. The Fever was found to have exceeded the salary cap in 2018 by almost 20% and again in 2019 by over 25%. The Commission says no players were aware of the practice and no current coaches were involved in signing players or organising the contracts. Let's see what the weather's doing for you now across the country. It's fine and sunny in Perth where it's 30 degrees. It's partly cloudy in Adelaide, 29. Humid in Melbourne, a cool change though later in the day, 30 degrees. 27 in Hobart with a couple of showers. Much the same for the capital, 26 in Canberra. A couple of showers about in Wollongong as well, 22. Much the same for Sydney, 23. Rain in Newcastle, 25. A couple of showers about in Brisbane, 29. Possible shower in Cairns, 33. And showers as well in Darwin, where there might be a possible storm, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for more detailed analysis of what's happening in the news, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.